I'm talking to Carolyn Smith, Project Manager at Scotland, about our report, Commonwealth Games 2014. It's Progress Report 2, and it looks at the planning for the delivery of the Games. Carolyn, could you tell us about what the report's about?
The report provides a position statement as at November 2011 on whether the key partners were on track to deliver the Games on time and budget at that time. The key partners being the Scottish Government, Glasgow City Council, the Organising Committee and Commonwealth Games Scotland. The report also looks at where the Scottish Government and Glasgow City Council were in terms of developing their legacy plans at that stage.
Okay, what have you found?
We found that planning for the Games is generally on track and the partners are committed to delivering the Games within the £524 million budget. However, the budget is inherently uncertain at this stage. It's only around 17% of the costs have been committed, and planning is still at a relatively early stage, as would be expected at this particular point in time. But we also identified that based on the experience of other Games, there are some cost risks in terms of there is a risk that the security costs could increase. When we carried out the field work, which was mainly in November, at that stage we found all the venues and other infrastructure projects, such as the Athletes Village, were forecast to be ready in time and within budget. However, there are key risks with two of the projects, and that's the Athletes Village and Hampden Park.
Could you just tell me a bit about Hampden Park and the Athletes Village? You identified them as key risks. What are the issues there?
We've identified some key risks with both the Athletes Village and Hampden Park. Both projects are not due to be completed until around 5 months before the Games. Therefore, if there are delays, more money could be needed to get them complete and fit for purpose in time for the Games. The Hampden Park development, they are installing a temporary track within Hampden Park that's going to be used for the track for the athletics. The installation is something that's not been done anywhere else before, so it is technically innovative. And because it's not due to be completed until around 5 months before the Games, it's only once it's installed that they can actually test it to see whether it's fit for purpose. It wouldn't be until that stage that they know whether it works. So if they need to fix it, if there are any problems at that stage, they may need to put more money in to make sure it's ready in time for the Games. The Athletes Village, that's a major project in terms of building various houses that they need for the officials and for the athletes during the Games. There isn't going to be a position that there are no houses ready in time, because they're building houses off-site and bringing them in, and some are already underway at this stage. However, if there are delays, then again, that is something they need to put potentially more money in to get them ready in time for the Games.
Can I get a sense from you about the degree of risk? Are you saying that there's a very realistic chance that there's going to be big problems and we're going to have essentially another Delhi? Or are you just saying, here's some potential risks that people need to know about?
First of all, it's important to know that when we looked at progress as at November 2011, partners were on track at that stage in terms of planning for the Games to deliver them in time and on budget. We also identified some risks that the partners are also aware of, and they're managing these risks, but obviously they cannot completely eliminate those.
You've talked a couple of times about the £524 million budget. Is that budget realistic, or is there going to be overspend?
The partners are committed to delivering the Games within the £524 million budget. However, when we looked at where they were in their spending plans as at November, only 17% of the costs have been committed at that stage. So there is inherent uncertainty with the budget at this time. We also identified there are particular risks in terms of cost increases, for instance, with the cost of security. Based on the experience of other Games, that's an area that is at risk of cost increases. There are also some risks associated with Hampden Park and the Athletes Village developments, which could potentially mean more money is needed to get these developments ready in time for the Games. As we've said in the report, a lot of the detailed planning is at relatively early stages, as would be expected at this particular point in time. Therefore, some of the budgets are based on limited information. But there is a general contingency. So if some areas are higher than expected, they could draw down some contingency to cover the additional costs.
Okay, and just lastly, what would you like to see happen now?
We would like to see the partners taking forward the recommendations we've set out in the report. There are four particularly that we would like to highlight. And the first one is around ensuring that they all have the staff that they need to complete the detailed operational planning so that they can remain on track. We'd also like to see them continue to review their contingency budgets as new risks emerge and they're more aware of the cost of the mitigating actions. We would also like to see them complete a strategic assessment of the budget at least twice a year, ensuring that they take into account the effect of inflation in the budget. And finally, we would like them to review the terms of reference for the various joint governance and working groups, ensuring that the specific responsibilities and accountabilities of these groups are clearly documented, including their delegated authority to make decisions on planning and budgets. They should also, in doing this, take any opportunities they can to reduce the number of working groups where possible.
Carolyn, thanks very much.